Well, Mickey, first of all, congratulations. Looking forward to an All-Ireland semi-final after a good win against Armagh.
Yes, both Tom, we're very worried about Armagh today, especially after the way we played last week. We've been training very well, you know, and didn't see that coming last week. But and then the conditions this morning, which would scare us a bit more, because we'd be more hard ground team and summer team, you know. But look, it's all about work rate and that kind of day, and to be honest, from 1 to 15 today, worked their socks off for us.
Yeah, scored 3 goals and 7 points in the second half, but I thought the foundation was laid in the first half, because you played against the wind. The wind was favouring the team playing down towards us, Willie, and you were level at half time, having dictated the first half.
Yes, and we were very happy at half time. Very strong breeze there, Tom, and we sacrificed Jared Gilmore at the forward line to go back in and mark the centre forward, and Sean McVeigh sweeper for us, you know, and tidied up a lot of ball. And we're very comfortable defence, the half back line and the sweeper, you know, and used the ball any chance we got, maybe got it under Davin, you know, and we kept the scoreboard ticking over with them. And look, very, very happy at half time, and we knew going out against the one, we went man for man, forgot about the sweeper, and look, we got a couple of goals on there, and we're very comfortable in the last 15 minutes.
Nevertheless, as we mentioned, Davin has scored 5 of the 6 points. You were without Declan Coulter as well today, so you know, there was a lot of responsibility going on the younger shoulders in the second half.
Yes, once we lost Davin, you know, I suppose he was our goalie man there in the first quarter, and kept the scoreboard ticking over and looked dangerous all the time. But when you say the likes of Kevin Keeley, Ronan McDermott, you know, and Jared Gilmore, and them all stepped up in the second half, and that's expected of them. The good thing about it, they all kept the scoreboard ticking over today, which we're happy with, you know. And but the other side of it was, they didn't get a lot of, our forwards didn't let Armagh out of defence easy, which took the pressure off our defence. Tom, the quality of ball going in was 50-50, and our defenders were happy with that.
Defensively very strong again. Stephen Gillespie, a colossus at fullback.
Yes, look, if he misses it with a stick, it seemed to hit some part of him, that the ball just doesn't seem to get by him at the minute. And look, very, very solid in there for us, and man of the match last week. And young Mark Callan came on cornerback today. Jack O'Loughlin, Gavin Brown, and then you've Joe Sean and Mick O'Donoghue, who played wing back today for us, marking probably their go-to man, Conor Carvin, who done an excellent job on him. So look, we have a lot of options. We tried Mick wing back today to free Jack up the pitch a bit, and something we've been thinking about for a while, and look, he put his stamp on that wing back spot today.
So yeah, Danny Cullen back today, obviously lost Gavin Flynn, still without Declan Coulter.
Yeah, I suppose Danny got a bit game under his belt. He's done very little training with his knee over the last 2 weeks, and Davin probably be struggling to make the semi-final now, Tom, but hopefully Declan will be back into the fray at that stage. So look, you're always going one or two out, but it'd be nice to have a full panel going into, probably going to be Tyrone, looking the way the groups are going. So hopefully, I think that's a home match. So if we get Declan back into the fray, you know, even where Davin's going to be unlikely at the minute.
Yeah. Have you a 2 week break now, or is that next week?
No, it's 2 week break, guy. We've thrown in 2 weeks' time now, and I think it's home because we've won our two matches. So nice to have a Nicky Rackard semi final at home.
Yeah. They say a week is a long time in politics, a long time in hurling too, because that was some turnaround from last week.
Yes, and that's the thing about it. We hit home again on Tuesday night, but that performance just wasn't good enough, you know. And normally, I think, and when we see a team like Longford or one of the weaker teams, that apparently, you know, we seem to drop to that level, Tom. And then when we're up against it, they like Sermaz or Darius and all, we seem to rise up and raise the standard up. So look, it's something we need to carry that performance on the Tyrone match now again, because they're not be easy beat, you know, and the likes of Damien Casey and some of their forwards are class act. So like, we're just going to have to carry that on through now if we're going to get to the finalist competition.